Steve Keyes has been with the Riley County Police as a dispatcher for about a decade now. In fact, he used to work right here for Manhattan Broadcasting before making a career move. He informed me that while many may think the most a dispatcher does is sit in a chair and make phone calls all day, that's far from their reality. Dispatchers are the only element of the RCPD who have 12-hour shifts. When they go home at the end of the day, Steve Keyes says many dispatchers carry baggage from their shift.
Get comfortable and also separate your emotions from it. That's a big part of it as well. Because yes, there are calls that really challenge you mentally. Anything that involves children is especially difficult. Yes, we're not there, we don't see what's going on, but we're not only taking a call from somebody in possibly the worst moment of their lives, but we're also sending the guys and gals that we work with into that situation.
The dispatchers who work for the RCPD also handle calls for both the Manhattan and Riley County Fire Departments, as well as the Riley County EMS. Steve Keyes says the job can definitely have its bad days, and he doubted his job for the first year working with the RCPD. After settling into it, however, Steve Keyes learned to become proficient at assisting the public in their times of need and getting patrol officers at the right place before it's too late.
You know, you could have the extremes. We've had dispatchers help deliver babies on the side of the road. That's definitely going to be a rewarding experience for somebody. But there's little things every day in our interactions with citizens or other members of the department or emergency services where you handle a call very well, somebody gets the help they need, and you try not to let that become a routine feeling after however many years.
Steve Keyes says the dispatch team is always welcoming of visitors who may want to learn more about what they handle each day. And it's part of the bigger picture of community relationships the Riley County Police is trying to build.
The community involvement that I see from my organization is huge, and I think it's critical. All the community involvement, I think, is critical, especially right now in the current landscape in our country. I think it's key for the community to understand what all the jobs that go on at RCPD and what all is involved with those.
If someone in Riley County finds themselves in an emergency situation, Steve Keyes says it's best to trust the professionals.
I think it's just one of the biggest misconceptions that if you're calling 911 and you're talking to this person and they're asking you all these questions, you feel like there's a delay because they should be also dispatching the people, but there's a separation. That's not what that person's doing. They're taking the call. They're trying to get you your information so that their partners can dispatch units to the scene. That's the biggest thing I want people in the community to know.
Read Tyler Siefke's full story on newsradiokman.com. For News Radio KMAN, I'm Michaela Gentine.